and I traveled with a group that went to Selma for the Jubilee in Alabama, and I would like to just talk about Birmingham. Back during the Civil Rights Movement, it was called Bombingham because of all the KKK members just bombing everything. When we got into Birmingham, we just got off the plane, got the buses, lost my luggage, and all this other stuff. And then we just went down and seen James Armstrong at the barbershop and just talked to him for probably at least 2 hours. James Armstrong was like the right-hand man of Fred Shuttlesworth, and his two boys, Dewitt and Floyd, were the first two kids that were African-American to go to a white school in Birmingham. And at the time, the elementary was called Greymont. And it was just it was so cool to hear him talk about his boys. He made you feel like you were there. He made you feel like you were in those people's shoes. It was just so amazing. And then when we were in his barbershop, he had a whole bunch of pictures all over the walls. The coolest thing was that Mr. Wood got his hair cut, and he was sitting in that chair that Dr. King used to sit in when he was younger, and he used to get his hair cut there. And then after we left Mr. Armstrong, we went and ate at Mrs. B's, which I would have to say had the best macaroni and cheese and fried chicken that I have ever eaten. It was just amazing. After that, we just went over to the Civil Rights Movement. We just walked over there and just got our tickets and just walked in and just looked around. And we just got, it was just so cool, you know, seeing everything there. And, you know, there was things in there that were really cool, pieces of the bus during the Freedom Rides. Me and Charity got way ahead of everybody else because we were so into it that we didn't stay with anybody. But it was just cool because we got to see things in there. Then after we left the museum, we went across the street to Kelly Ingram Park. And the really cool thing about Kelly Ingram Park is that during the Civil Rights Movement, there was Children's March. The children walked out in groups from the 16th Baptist Street, which is across the street from Kelly Ingram Park, and they just walked across, and then Bull Connor just stopped them and said, "No, you guys cannot walk across any further," and he just hosed them with fire hoses and had dogs attack them, and they got beat. Sitting in the grass, I kept thinking, I am sitting in a place where a kid my own age could have got beat in that same exact spot that I was sitting, and it was just a very emotional moment for me because, you don't know what happened in that same exact spot, but you know what happened in the park. And we just sat in Kelly Ingram Park for a while and waited for John Lewis. John Lewis was the leader of SNCC, and he was the guy that was in Freedom Rides when the Greyhound buses went from Atlanta to Birmingham. The buses were attacked by white guys. They just had clubs and just beat everybody in the Freedom Rides. During Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, he was there in Washington, D.C. with King, and he was there in Selma. He was there on Bloody Sunday, It was amazing to meet him. And then after we met John Lewis and his assistant Andrew, who was with him, then after we left Kelly Ingram Park, we went out and ate and just had a really fun time. Birmingham is the coolest at night because you just feel you're meant to be there. Everything is lit up. There's little Christmas lights in the trees and everything, and it was so cool. And we met so many different people, and we got to see so many different things in Birmingham. And you go to Birmingham and Selma and Montgomery, you learn things you cannot learn in a textbook. You cannot learn in school. It's more in depth if you learn it firsthand, and it's just amazing. Thank you for listening to me, and I really think that you should go to Alabama the next Jubilee and enjoy your time there too.
I'm on my way to freedom land.
To freedom.